Protesters carried signs, laid wreaths and paper crosses in front of the EPA headquarters in Washington and underneath EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson's second-story office window. Members of the Occupy Washington, the National Whistleblower Center, the No Fear Coalition, and the Federal Alliance for Workplace Accountability and several other organizations demanded EPA reverse their decision not to implement the Clean Air Act. They also called on EPA Administrator Jackson to do more to protect whistleblowers. Marsha Coleman Adebe is the president of the No Fear Coalition and a former EPA employee for 18 years. She blew the whistle in 2008 and lost her job.
I was the EPA liaison to the White House during the Nelson Mandela government. And I found out about a community in South Africa that was being poisoned by a U.S. multinational corporation. You see, whenever there is a choice between supporting a U.S. multinational or a U.S. corporation and supporting people, the agency, the EPA across the street, always sides with corporations. And so when I pointed out that we had a community in South Africa that was suffering under the weight of a U.S. multinational corporation, I was told to shut up.
EPA, we want clean air today. Hey, hey, EPA.
John Grant is another former EPA employee. He testified on behalf of Coleman Adebe and not only lost his job, but went to jail for 4 months. Grand couldn't attend the protest because of a sickness in his family, but Coleman Adebe read a statement from Grand.
Members of EPA's Office International Activities used racial slurs and epithets in my presence. As a senior manager, I was required to report any acts of discrimination or bigotry. The result was that I was called to testify at Marsha's trial, but I didn't realize how swiftly and angrily the agency would react and retaliate. My first clue came on a visit I made to EPA headquarters shortly after the verdict was returned in Marsha's favor. As I walked down the hall of the International Activities offices, doors were physically closed as I approached each office. The Amish call it shunning, and it is reserved for those who have been placed outside the community.
We are the 99%.
So are you.
Coleman Adebe says Grant alleges EPA mistakenly put extra money in his bank account and then prosecuted him for not returning the money. Susan Morris is also a former EPA employee. She worked there for 10 years and was a government employee for more than 30 years. She also has a whistleblower case pending against EPA involving the agency's decision not to implement a new civil rights policy. Morris says she won her case before the Merit Systems Protection Board and is waiting for EPA to decide on what to do after the Office of Special Counsel decided in Morris's favor, too. Morris says EPA's issue is its culture.
And in many cases, they just really don't know what to do, either with civil rights or with the whistleblowers. So what they'll tend to do is let the people who have been there for years attack them rather than listen to them and see if they could resolve it. Right now, their civil rights office is in shambles, and they continue to make the same mistakes because they really don't have effective policies in place.
Coleman Adebe agrees with Morris about what the problem is at EPA.
The problem is that the culture inside the agency does not permit anyone to expose or talk about corruption inside the agency. And so when I found massive amounts of corruption and I raised it with my supervisor, at that point, my career was over, even though I didn't know it at the time, but my career was over because there's certain things that just are not permitted to even talk about. And that is that if you find corruption, you have supervisors who are acting illegally, it is not permitted to even discuss that inside the agency.
I asked Coleman Adebe why she believes the culture at EPA is problematic.
It's a government agency, first of all, and so there are power relationships going on there. And you're never quite clear whose power, whose interest is being served by certain corrupt activities. And so you're constantly walking around the agency like there's landmines.
A request to EPA for comment on the protesters' concerns and whether Jackson was in her office today was not returned. Steve Cohen is the president of the National Whistleblower Center. He says federal employee whistleblowers are targeted by agencies.
They're sending a message to federal workers. Don't expose the crimes. Cover up, as your managers have demanded.
He points to Thomas Drake. Drake is a former National Security Agency employee who leaked information to a Baltimore Sun reporter in 2007 on major financial waste and questionable legal practices at the NSA. Cohen says Drake was forced to plead guilty to what he says are trumped-up charges. Coleman Adebe, Morris, and others would like to see EPA and other agencies give whistleblowers more protection and more support. Coleman Adebe says she tried to reach out to EPA to address these issues, but had little luck.
The EPA has made it very clear to me that they are not interested in discussing any of the issues with me. They're not even willing to admit that there's a problem inside of EPA.
Outside the EPA building in Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.